It's the original Queensland Derby this weekend, the Cowboys and the Broncos. The boys from Townsville then will host the Titans next week, and tickets can be purchased at cowboys.com.au/tickets. They're the only unbeaten team after three rounds. Gee, it was a strange game, wasn't it? There they are, 18-4 down against the Dragons, and then they pour on 42 points straight in barely 40 minutes of footy. And joining us is their coach, Todd Payton. Todd, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thanks, and appreciate your time. How did the players turn it around the way they did after that, I guess, tough start, and then to pour it on like that? Incredible turnaround, Todd. How did they do it?
Oh, we're able to make it a bit of a grind. We needed to trade some sets, and we weren't doing that early in the game. It was stop-start. Dragons come out, you know, on the back of a loss, and we're running super hard, and got a bit of momentum. Some of our D wasn't good enough. And when we're able to trade some sets, we got a bit of momentum. So when we do that, we're hard to stop.
Toddy, take me back to your pre-season and just your decisions around change of leadership. I think at the time that's always spoken about, but I never think it's praised enough when you make some tough decisions. I'm sure it wasn't easy. But keen to know your reasons for doing it. And then again, the start to your season has been outstanding.
Yeah, well, it was kind of around future-proofing us down the road. We've got a cohort of players which are closer to the end than the beginning. And, you know, the next generation of leaders are Tommy Dearden, Reuben Cotter, Murray Taulagi, Jeremiah Nenai, and just felt that if we could make a change now, with the new captains coming in, they've got the great support around them that they can lean on throughout this next 12 to 24 month period. So when those players move on, the captains, they're ready to go, you know. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, it was an easy decision, but a difficult conversation or two. But with respect to Chad and Jace, they handled it great. They've shown great humility ever since, and they've been really supportive of the two captains and playing some decent footy too.
Toddy, it was a sensational 2022 by you guys and not so great 23. Mm. So when you reviewed the season, mate, what came out of that and what were you looking for the team to improve on, and what did they need to improve on if they were going to have success this year?
Yeah, well, I felt we started behind the eight ball in 22. We didn't get our full squad back till post-Christmas. We had nine of those guys in the World Cup. And, you know, we only had 5-week pre-season essentially as a squad. Thought we were underdone to start the season. And then, you know, didn't win a couple of games early. Then suspensions, injuries hit. And I think we're 2-5 after 7 rounds. We chased our tail all throughout that origin period. Had to squeeze a lot out of those origin guys while backing them up, only because of our ladder position. And then, you know, we fell off the cliff in the last month of the comp because we were exhausted. But in saying that, we lacked discipline with our style of footy. We had far too many sin binnings and suspensions. And, you know, teams were willing to grind it out longer than we were. So big focus on that transition to style of footy throughout this pre-season. We had an extra 7 weeks prior to Christmas as a group, so we were able to get a heap of work in on. And, you know, it's evident that if you put in the work early and get a good pre-season under your belt, you set yourself up well.
Massive game Friday night against the Broncos, mate. What needs to improve to try and get another win here, make it 4 straight?
Yeah, we haven't put together an 80-minute performance. We're nowhere near it. Some of the tries we've conceded aren't where they need to be, you know, particularly against the top teams. We're under no illusion that while we're 3-0, we're nowhere near the type of footy or the style of footy that, you know, will get you a victory against those top-tier teams. And we're playing a top-tier team this weekend in the home ground off the back of a loss. So they'll be revved up, and there's always a great rivalry between us and the Bronx, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, I saw you said this week, we are too nice. In what aspect, I guess, are you talking about there, Todd?
Oh, we're just too nice and literal on the ground. So got a lot of young guys that, you know, obey the referees
every word. And if you look at, you know, the better defensive teams, they just push the limits on every tackle. And I'd like us to be, not so nice and not so honest.
Toddy, just with your squad, have you got any room to bring other players into the squad? Because I'm just sort of reading and looking, you know, Leilua, you let him go back to the Dragons. Hess is out for the year. Obviously, Lukey will be back at some stage. But, geez, I tell you what, if all those three were there, you had plenty of depth. But I'm just wondering if losing all those three, have you just promoted some young guys or you're still on the lookout for someone else to come into that squad?
Yeah, so currently we've got 28 roster spots, and so that means we've got two left. So we're always on the lookout. We've made a conscious decision, you know, just to keep a couple of spots open this year. Last year we went in the season fully committed. So we're on the lookout. Every club's looking for a middle forward. We need an OB as well. So we'll just see what happens over the next course of the month, six weeks, and go from there.
It's nice and early in his coaching career, but tell us a bit about James Maloney's impact there in Townsville with the squad.
He's been great. You know, he's got an energy about him. He doesn't sit still. He doesn't shut up. He's been a good foil for Justin Morgan and myself, who's been coaching now for a decade. Morgan's been well longer than that. And we can be a little bit short and intense, and he breaks that up pretty well. He's got some good ideas around what he wants from our attack, and he's made some subtle changes and significant changes to our attacking game. He's well connected to the spine. Tommy Dearden's always sitting down with him. Chad Townsend's got a great relationship from playing days with him. So he's been really positive for us. He's, in my opinion, he's probably still 75% player and 25% coach at the moment. But, that's changing from week to week, and he's improving day after day.
Has he got the new hairstyle? Is that him in the dressing shed? I couldn't get a look. Yeah, with the ponytail or the piggy.
I picked him up from the airport for his interview. And he had this linen shirt on, pants, and long hair. And I drove past him. I didn't recognise him. He looked like he had Birkenstocks and long pants. And I thought he'd straight off the plane from Europe somewhere, you know? So,
I thought that was him in the dressing shed. I tried to get a better angle. I couldn't see it. I think that's Jimmy Maloney. What's he done to his hair? He's a character.
Yeah, yep. He's got a really prominent voice, and it doesn't stop.
he loves it, Jimmy. Got to ask you about Jason Taumalolo, Toddy. And I know he's got issues with his knee, and I understand that as well as most people, because it's hard when you've got wear and tear there. Definitely looking after him, and you think that this will be the scenario if you're in those positions throughout the year where you can, you will rest him?
Yeah, absolutely. I said it post-game on the weekend. This probably won't be the last time. We've got a six-day turn between last game and this game, plus two travels. You know, your knee swells up on flights. And we're in a position where we didn't have to put him back on. We're just trying to manage him best we can from week to week so we can get, most benefit from his play at the right end of the season. So, that's the way we're going with it.
Todd, really appreciate your time. 3-0, great start to the season, at least as far as the win-loss column is concerned, and go well against the Bronx.
No worries. Thanks for having me. See you, guys.
Good on you, mate. Stuff.